and welcome to another worldwide podcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Hebrews. We're in chapter 10, with verses 23 through 27. Let us hold unwaveringly to our confession that gives us hope, for he who made the promise is trustworthy. We must consider how to rouse one another to love and good works. We should not stay away from our assembly, as is the custom of some, but encourage one another, and this all the more as you see the day drawing near. If we sin deliberately after receiving knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains sacrifice for sins, but a fearful prospect of judgment and a flaming fire that is going to consume the adversaries. Remember, if we acknowledge Christ before others, Jesus will acknowledge you to the Father. There is a truth received that we can't simply ignore, without implications that judgment will implore. Jesus came to tell us this truth. Redemption is real. If we ignore him or fail to share him with friends, family, and foes, Jesus will know your shortcomings of being surrendered to more than convenience. We have to be all in for truth or see the world trample your very abilities to the ground. Not so in those who believe. We take Jesus for every word. We live him first in all things and recognize the devil in areas that others seemingly laugh off as God freaks being overzealous. Not so with God. He sees every move you make for his team or against. We can't hide from this knowledge. Or like Paul says, if we sin deliberately after receiving knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains sacrifice for sins, but a fearful prospect of judgment and a flaming fire that is going to consume the adversaries. Let us acknowledge him in every situation, and you will see that the movie you are watching just used the Lord's name in vain. How far can you go for God? Stand or tumble? Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty, as we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said we'd pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. And we pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. We have silent prayers for those who've just entered the church over Easter season as we lift up Ukraine and all the instances that's needed there in your name, Lord. And in the Holy Spirit, we pray for the brothers in Kairos, the prisoners, the men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Hebrews 10. It's verses 23 through 27, two stanza poem, ongoing. It's titled, Truth, Freedom, Obtain. Still, you sin? Confession ours unwaveringly hold. Hope for us has finally been told. Trustworthy promised, he conducted, love foretold. Works good rouse another, encouraging, not to scold. Assembly frequent, another encourage more. Truth freedom obtain, still you sin? Sin's sacrifice remains no more to implore. Fire flaming judgment, adversary's consumption begin. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's May 6, 2022. I'm recording late today. It's 7:21 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's in the evening. Had a long day doing some traveling, some medical things and whatnot. So keep a prayer out for us and our special intentions. We're in prayer of thanksgiving for Tony's healing her problem and being able to stop taking meds. Praise the Lord for that. We say hello to our good friends John and Marie as we do each day as we get ready to close at 6:09 in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for all things. Close in your precious name. Jesus. 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 Amen. God bless you.